Thanks for having me. It's been a while, so it means I haven't been doing something right if I haven't been on here in a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, thankfully the last couple of months have been good. So back in Highland Sport.
Yeah, back in Highland Sport. Listen, you were back winning as well at the weekend in San Remo. Congratulations to you and Gordon for a fantastic drive. It was a good weekend, successful weekend.
Yeah, it really was. Wasn't really part of our plans this year to head out there. I got a last minute opportunity 2 weeks before the rally to go and do it. And San Remo was an iconic event. It used to be a world championship round back in the 80s and 90s. And you had legends of drivers like McRae, Sainz, all them guys who used to battle out there. So iconic roads and backdrop. So yeah, I jumped at the opportunity to go and do the rally. It's still a huge event. Part of the national championship in Italy, and for us it was a part of the European Historic Rally Championship, which is quite a prestigious championship in its own. You've got all the top historic drivers racing in cars that are 30 years older or more, and some very good drivers at that as well from all over Europe. So we get the opportunity to drive Michael Cullen, who's a driver from Dublin. He's mainly a race driver, but he recently got into rallying. And he gave me the opportunity to drive his BMW M3. And like I said, I jumped at the opportunity, and we went over with no real expectations, just other than to, I suppose, just do our best, the usual approach, and see what we could do, and ultimately just enjoy the rally. But yeah, to come out in the top step of the podium was a real treat, and stand there at the casino in San Remo with the champagne and whatnot was, yeah, one of them things that you don't realize it when you're in the middle of it, but then when you look back and you realize it is very, very cool.
Yep. That was the second time you drove Michael Cullen's car because you did an event in Holland previously with Rory Kennedy and you've had a very, very solid weekend there as well. So you were familiar with the car, which obviously boded well going into San Remo. But at what stage did the event did it strike you, Eamon, that right, we're in with a shout of winning this year?
Like you said, we got on well with the car the first time I drove it in Holland. Myself and Rory won the rally out there, the Hellendoorn rally. So I guess we were con or I was confident in myself that I was able to drive the car relatively well. But yeah, we did shakedown, which is sort of like free practice on the Friday, and we were quickest in that. And after the first stage, we were only 0.6 off the lead. So I suppose from that, we knew the pace was there. And it was just a matter of making it work, but it wasn't simple because the weather was quite challenging. And when you get varying weather, a lot of decisions have to be made on tires and setup and stuff. And if you make the wrong decision, you can obviously hamper a lot of time. And we probably did make, I wouldn't say the wrong decision, but maybe not the best decisions with tires on the opening leg of the rally. We put on full wet tires, and the roads turned out to be quite dry. So I dropped quite a lot of time to the leaders on Friday, but once we got into the night stages, night racing is something I really enjoy, and I always seem to do quite well in the dark. And we pulled a lot of time back in the night stages, and actually went into Sunday leading the event, and with a lot of quick guys behind us on Sunday, and again made sure that we went out first thing on Sunday morning and put in a really strong time, and we extended our lead. And then the weather actually cleared up. It became very dry, and with the rear wheel drive BMW, it came into its own then because you didn't have the disadvantage to the four wheel drive cars. And once it dried up, we were fit to really, really push on. And we had a couple of really, really great stages that were just, them stages you get that are not, you'll never get a perfect stage, but they're close to perfect. And it was just really, really enjoyable. Pure magic with a car like that on those roads. And yeah, we had a very good lead then by the end. So yeah, it was quite a great experience.
Yep. And obviously a good experience as well, racing alongside your dad, Donna, who had Rory on board for this event. They finished in sixth. They had a good result earlier in the year, taking a podium and third position, but they had transmission issues on Saturday, which sort of hampered their push at the top end of the leaderboard. But listen, obviously a family thing, having you and your dad racing historics. I'm sure it was a quite enjoyable weekend.
Yeah, definitely. I'm really, really lucky to get to have an experience like that. Not many people do, so I'm very fortunate. And I've never gotten to race dad in equal cars. So that was cool, and there was obviously plenty to prove. Sorry, the only time we've raced each other in equal machinery is we've a track at home with a couple of buggies, and any time we've done that, either one of us has rolled or broken something. So it's never we've never had a proper shot of it. But yeah, it was nice to get the better of him. Definitely, there's plenty of bragging rights that'll come out of it. But I was never ever gonna let him beat me. That's for sure.
Well,
But yeah,
he's
look,
not gonna
he's
lie down, so he's not aiming. He'll want another crack at you, so he will.
No, I know he's way down to he's heading to the Banna Beach Rally in Kerry next week to get extra seat time now. So I think the tail is up for sure. But I know, look, he's come back from having a big accident back in April, and it was never going to be easy to come back from a crash like that and be out of the blocks. And I've obviously done a lot of racing this year, which I've been lucky to do. So it's yeah, there's plenty of differences in seat time and stuff there. But yeah, he'll try and get some miles under his belt and hopefully return to some form of pace.
The historic rallying is really running on a high at the minute. You see it with the Rally Legends weekend, and obviously now for the first time a European historic rally championship, which you guys have competed in and done well in. Is there any more of this to come now for the rest of the year for you, Eamon, or what's the plans for the rest of 2024?
Yeah, well, our final event of the year will be down in Killarney at the historic rally. That's obviously kind of a standalone event, but it's very, very popular here in Ireland. And even now, growing worldwide popularity, you see the likes of Cali Robin Pera, the world champion, is confirmed to come down and contest it as well. So a really, really good event. It's really good fun and draws a huge crowd. So that's one I've done for the past 3 years in a row. I finished it in 2021 with a good result, but had a lot of mechanical issues down there in the last 2 years. And I don't know, would you say foolishly we're taking the same car back down this year again for another go? So we'll see. We're back in the Mark II Escort for that. Look, it's a laid back event. It'll be a bit of fun. Hopefully we can get the car to work and see what we can do. It's certainly no BMW, but we'll do our best and just have fun and round out the year on a high, hopefully. But yeah, I'm currently in the middle of making plans for next year. Obviously, I've raced in the Junior World Championship now for 2 years. I would definitely like to try and return to some form of international rallying, and we're looking at different options as to what that might look like and what we can make possible, and see who's going to come on board to help as well. But yeah, look, that's all in motion at the minute. But I would certainly like to return to the international stage because it's such a buzz when you're trying to get it to work for you. And we felt this year our pace has certainly come on a lot, and we've been close to the top of the time sheets abroad. But yeah, you need luck on your side too. So we'd like to go back and give things another crack and see if we can have a bit more luck and maybe provide some results.
Yeah. Well, listen, Eamon, thanks for taking the call, and all we can do is wish you the best in Clarny and whatever direction you take next year. We wish you every success is always with us. And congratulations again. No doubt I have a feeling that we could see you in that BMW maybe at some stage next year again.
I really hope so. I'm certainly down for it anyway. So just need to get behind one, and yeah, I'll snap up an opportunity very quickly.
Okay. Good man, Eamon. Nice to catch up with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Oisin.